The draft bill would legalize recreational marijuana for anyone over 21 years old, allowing up to an ounce at a time to be bought at shops around the state. If it passes, only 40 retail licenses would be available initially, but the state could expand that after 3 years if there's enough demand. 20% of all tax revenue generated would go directly to the Department of Education, while another 30% gets split by the state health department for addiction treatment, education campaigns, and helping those with past pot convictions get jobs. Representative John Kowalko, who's sponsoring the bill, says the money raised will be a boon to the cash-strapped state, but should be wisely invested.
Understand that whatever revenue we get now, being an early entrant into the game is not going to be sustainable, and that's okay, as long as we prepare for the future. And prepare for the future means we can't just put it in our wallet and go out and spend it on joyrides the next day.
Marijuana products won't be taxed at the cash register, but instead when growers ship weed to the retail stores. It will still be illegal to smoke pot in public, and people won't be allowed to grow their own plants for personal use. Last year, a University of Delaware poll found 61% of state residents supported full legalization, but the bill faces opposition from some lawmakers and Governor John Carney. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.